Where was this first store?
The one was in Royal Oak. There's Royal Oak and Kingsway. It was on Kingsway. One of Johnson's old stores. And the second one was down across from the old Kingsley West School.
So the first store sold mainly produce from the garden?
That's right, and fruits from the trees that they could get, you know, people would bring in.
Were you involved?
And their tobacco and a few odds and ends. They gradually got a little bit of money that they did get a few commodities in there. And eventually they did got credits and stock, you know. And when they moved into the one at, I believe when they moved into the one at Kingsway, down at, across from the school, the Kingsway West School, I think they had a small grocery store then. This is when they had, what was his name, Mr.? Oh, he was a pretty good head too. Ray, I think his name was.
What was his position?
He was manager of the store, but he was doing it for practically nothing, you know. And he enjoyed it. He was a fine old fellow. And then when they moved up to McKay, and they advanced into groceries and dry goods and little hardware and a little bit of everything.
So it was growing over there.
Yes. Oh yes. It grew up to $10,000 a month. So it was quite a large, in those days, a good business,
right.
But our overhead was too great. We had deliveries were costing us too much money. I realized this myself. See, we had a 2-ton van, and we used to have to go to South Vancouver and West Point Grey, North Burnaby, and also up to Surrey.
Picking up stuff or delivering?
Delivering stuff. Delivering groceries, you see. They'd phone in their orders, you see. But they were only buying, this eventually got so that they were just buying things like sugar and butter, which the profit was limited on. And this is bad for your co-op because, and they were buying the specials from the Safeways and the different chain stores, which spoiled the situation. Mm-hmm. And that's what cut broke the co-op, actually. And Kelly Douglas and Slade and Stewart, they just said that they couldn't let us have any more credit. And when they foreclosed, they said they got 30 cents from the dollar. In fact, they people that owned had shares in it. They wanted them to help pay for the debts that were some of the debts. But I don't think there was too many debts involved. It was because once it was all straightened up, I don't think there was too many debts involved. It was just a matter of there was no wages or anything like that because that was all cleared up.
When did you get involved actually working in the store?
It was 1938, I think it was.
So that was in the McKay store?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, 1937 or 1938, I'm not sure which. And I went in as a manager of the grocery end of it. Just more or less the counter man. I helped some putting up orders, but some of our days of putting up orders, we had two men putting up orders nearly all the time. And then it's oftentimes on Fridays Thursdays and Fridays. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, we had sometimes three of us would be working on orders, and then eventually got so that there was three of them, and I had plenty of work to do on the counter with just local trade without having to bother with orders. I didn't have time for orders. In fact, I had one of the guys who was put up orders to, one of the fellows who put up orders used to come and help me on the counter because I would get so busy at different times of the day.
So lots of people were buying it.
Yes, still. There was a lot of local people buying, and it was well known. And
did they have to be members of the co-op?
No, a lot of them weren't members, but a lot of them we encouraged them to be members, and we showed them where they got dividends, and a lot of the old country people would come out and they'd join up right away, and they thought this was wonderful, and lots of them come out on their dividends from the old country co-ops.
So they had some experience in the co-op movement.
So the first thing they'd do is just get right into the co-ops out here, and if they could, you see. But it was the big chain stores that actually broke us. That we had a staff of five people in the grocery end of it, and plus a secretary and a general manager. It was D.J. McDonald. But he was dishing out too much credit. That was one of our biggest things. I think if the credit was all got in, then it wouldn't be too much. The thing would have functioned all right. But when you give out $100 or so credit without getting any money back in, you know, it doesn't work out too good. And this happened several times.
So this would be credit to co-op members?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they had to be members. Oh, yeah, definitely had to be members. But a lot of them said, oh, well, this is the way we run our bills, and 30 days credits, and so they get $100 or $150 with the groceries in a month, and then they pay for it. You're that month behind all the time, you see. Right. You put that out before you even get started with the order. It makes quite a, you know, when you get a 100 or so of those kind of customers, it sure makes a difference in your business. It's the cash flow is what keeps things going, you know. And of course, I say there should be no credit as far as co-ops are concerned, because you're not playing with your money, you're playing with everybody's money. You're playing with all the co-op money.
What kind of a commitment did you ask from the people who joined the co-op? Did they merely have to pay their shares, or did they have to put time into working on projects or anything?
When we had the gardens and that, I don't think it was actually stipulated, but it was suggested that they could join the co-op by putting in so much time, I think, in the gardens.
Right.
See? And cutting their wood, you see, considering their labor, you see, and so on. That's how they got membership. Well, I was number 8 in the co-op, so I guess I was pretty well up the line. And I seen this, I remember when we started, in the credit union. I seen us start our credit union up in 1936 or somewhere in there. Yeah, I guess it was 36 because I was working for Nichols Family Market in 36. You just get away from it. I was working for $10 a week. I used to go up there and put my $10, 10 cents a week into the credit union.